This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian forces are digging in while Russia's military lines up for more firepower and tapped an experienced general to take centralized control of the war. The next phase of battle is expected to be a showdown in eastern Ukraine. The outcome could determine the course of the conflict, which has flattened cities and killed untold thousands of people. Questions remain about the ability of Russia's depleted and demoralized forces to conquer much ground after their advance on the capital. Kyiv was repelled by determined Ukrainian defenders. Britain's defense ministry reported Sunday that the Russian forces are trying to compensate for mounting casualties by recalling veterans discharged in the past decade. Russia has tapped a new Ukraine war commander to take centralized control of the next phase of the battle after its costly failures in the opening campaign and carnage for Ukrainian civilians. U.S. officials don't see one man making a difference in Moscow's prospects. Russia turned to General Alexander Dvornikov, who is 60, one of Russia's most experienced military officers, and according to U.S. officials, a general with a record of brutality against civilians in Syria and other war theaters. Up till now, it had no central war commander on the ground. Russia did not. The general's appointment was confirmed by a senior U.S. official who was not authorized to be identified and then spoke on condition of anonymity. But the White House security advisor, Jake Sullivan, said no appointment of any general can erase the fact that Russia has already faced a strategic failure in Ukraine. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi are now to speak virtually on Monday. This is Biden's press world leaders to take a hard line against Russia's Ukraine invasion. India's neutral stance in the war has raised concerns in Washington, and it's earned praise from Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who lauded India for judging the situation in its entirety, not just in a one-sided way. Most recently, India abstained when the UN General Assembly voted to suspend Russia from its seat on the 47-member Human Rights Council. Incumbent Emmanuel Macron will face far-right nationalist Marine Le Pen in a winner-takes-all runoff for the French presidency after they both advanced Sunday in the first round of voting in the country's election to set up another head-to-head clash of their sharply opposing visions for France. While Macron won their last contest in 2017 by a landslide to become France's youngest ever president, the same outcome this time is far from guaranteed. Macron, who is now 44, emerged ahead from Sunday's first round, but the runoff is essentially a new election. In the next 2 weeks of campaigning to the April 24th second round, vote promised to be bruising and confrontational against his 53-year-old political nemesis. The ouster of the Prime Minister Imran Khan in a parliamentary no-confidence vote has set Pakistan on an uncertain political path. Tens of thousands of Khan supporters marched in cities across Pakistan Sunday, waving large party flags and vowing support while the political opposition is preparing to install his replacement on Monday. The leading contender is Shahbaz Sharif, a brother of disgraced former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Khan's ouster comes amid his cooling relations with the powerful military. The opposition has charged Khan's government with economic mismanagement. Khan has claimed the U.S. worked behind the scenes to bring him down, purportedly because of Washington's displeasure over growing ties to Russia and China. And officials say that Israeli forces have shot and killed two Palestinians, including an unarmed woman, in confrontations across Israel and the occupied West Bank. It was the latest in a spate of deadly violence during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian forces are digging in while Russia's military lined up more firepower for a possible invasion of the eastern portion of Ukraine. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.